News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
He's the mouth of the South.
No one man should have all that power.
Just keep it real.
Who gives you the real talk? Rashad Ritchie is on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind. Yo. Situation is serious. Let's kill it because we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's cold, so relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so deadly when love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it.
Man, I can let that thing rip 4 or 5 times in a row. What's happening?
Rip.
Welcome
let
back.
You're
still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a treat for you in the studio. I got Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. I got them all.
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
I got them all, baby.
You got them all.
Come on, y'all.
In the building,
you got them all, Rashad. What's up, man?
Man, it's good to see you, brother. Good to see all of you.
Likewise. Good to see you too, bro.
It's going down.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, Sunday.
Sunday is going down.
It's going down.
I want to make sure people know because we got a lot of listeners that are going. They got tickets. Mm-hmm. Just know because of inclement weather,
right,
we're moving to Saturday and Sunday,
right,
instead of Friday and Saturday. You guys will perform on Sunday.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. See, as far as I'm concerned, that's the beginning of the show. That's just me talking.
Hey, okay.
That's just me talking.
We're going to accept all of that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Man, how you fellas been doing? Y'all looking great, man.
Yeah, we've been good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We was up early, man. We hitting the streets, man. We was on TV. We walking through your building, man.
Yeah.
We at the round table right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all can't see this suit with the tie game, but he's real heavy in here this morning. Impeccable suit with the hot conversation.
You know what I'm saying?
But we blessed, man. And we're just happy, man, that we could still, after all these years, still sing and dance and people care to show up.
Here's the thing, man. People love y'all. Much love for you right here in the A, but I know you get that love everywhere. What's the secret sauce here?
Man, the love that we have for those New Edition for Lifers, those people that have been rocking with N.E., and then all of the branches that fall from the N.E. tree, Bobby Brown, Bell Biv DeVoe, Ralph Tresvant, and Johnny Gill. And we don't take any of that for granted,
That's right.
Before we came out and the light was shined on us in 1983, man, it was preparation for us. You know, 3-4 hours of rehearsal, 5, 6, 7 times a week, ultimately, to make sure that when the light was turned on, we were prepared for it. So not only is it a love and a brotherhood for each other and our fans, but we just love what we do. We just love what we
basically
do.
Basically,
I think that love translates very well.
Yeah,
especially in live performances. What is it like still being on the road and getting that fanfare, getting that attention and that energy?
It's wonderful. I mean, you know, like Ron was saying, we do this because we love it, you know. And we're just thankful that we're able to continue and keep doing it, you know, day after day. And, you know, and our fans, man, they're just awesome. You know, they haven't forgotten about us. And then they teach their children and grandchildren, you know, what the New Edition brand means to them, you know. And what it means to us is, you know, we do this for real.
Right.
Yeah.
We know a lot of your stories. We don't know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, your lives have been public and very transparent.
Right.
You don't have the benefit of making mistakes in private, like most people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How has that shaped who you are, not only as a group, but as individuals?
Well, I think, you know, today, of course, you know, with social media and just the whole concept of just reality TV, our fans are grown. They're very sophisticated. They're very smart. And they have families as well. So they understand certain issues. They understand that we have personal issues. They understand that we have family issues even within, you know, our group. And so I think it allows us to be somewhat transparent, you know, and have the privacy to work out our differences when we do have, you know, those challenges that we face. So I just think that we're living in a day and age that we can be ourselves and we can be authentic and still be accepted and not feel like, you know, we have to put on masks or we have to make everything look rosy all the time. You know, and the people, our fans, they accept us. You know, they understand it. They forgive us. They're very patient with us. You know, like we keep telling them New Edition is coming and they're waiting and they're exciting. And right. But listen, I just want to say this for the record. You know, we take a lot of pride in what we do in our performances and putting together our shows. We practice a lot. We work really hard because, like Ron said, we're grateful for the fans that pay the money for that, get the babysitters, that get the outfits, that fly from city to city, right, you know, to come and see us. And we don't want to take that for granted. We take notice to that. And so when you see us on stage, you know, just know that we appreciate and we prepared ourselves the best way possible to bring you the best show possible.
Man, you guys in great shape. How do you prepare for live shows?
Rehearsal.
Repetitive
rehearsal, man, eating the right good stuff and and just wanting to make sure, you know, like Ron said, man, not only do they get a great show sound wise, but just your presentation on, you know, people feel energies. You know, when you first walk up on stage, you really only have that shock moment. So either they say, oh, snap, and then you sit up. Or you'd be like, oh, no, what's, you know, it's right in that first 10 seconds. So we talk about just preparing for, just like Rick said, just doing the best we can. And like Bob said, the rehearsal, because repetition, man, it breeds energy and stamina.
I want to ask each of you this question. Who inspires you?
Wow.
You know what? That question, the answer to the question for me, Ronnie, probably would have been different 10 months ago.
Okay.
But my inspiration lies in my wife, right? And my children. Like, it's a whole different beast now. You know, when I look into young Ronald and young Roman's eyes, and I know that the future has to be bright for them. So how does daddy, you know, line himself up with the right people to make sure they're going to be okay tomorrow and their friends and their acquaintances and business partners and community. That's the inspiration for me.
I think you just answered that for me also. I have a granddaughter and I have another granddaughter on the way. So
congratulations.
Thank you. My kids, man, my kids and my wife, that's you know, my everything, you know. That's why I wake up in the morning, you know, just to strive harder and work harder at being a better man for my kids and my wife, you know. And I'm just grateful, you know, I got good friends like these gentlemen here that keep me strong, you know, and watch my back and got my back no matter what, you know. And I've been through some ups and downs, you know, and they never gave up on me, so. They also inspire me.
Yeah, good stuff, Rob. Likewise, Ron, Bob, everybody's family and kids, my beautiful wife, my mother. But yes. You know what makes me a little uncomfortable is when I turn on CNN? I feel like the walls are closing. You feel me? And I feel like the economy is changing, and I feel like the paper is getting smaller. So what inspires me is to check on him, and say, let's stop playing in what we do. Because the economy's changing. If the economy changed before we finished doing what we're doing, then that's the wall I'm worried about.
And for me, it would go, my biggest inspiration would be my circle, you know, my friends and my family. And just, you know, I want to be the best version of myself possible.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be the best friend, the best husband, the best brother, the best uncle, and just the best overall person spiritually, mentally, and physically that I can be. So when I wake up every day, you know, or when I go to sleep at night, I'm always looking at my day and asking myself, what can I do better, you know, the next day. Do I owe any apologies? I like to just keep, you know, keep my house clean for that matter, and just try to, because you never know, especially with being in this business. We've been blessed with such a gift and such great responsibility. There's a lot of people that look at us, that look up to us, that we will probably never even get to meet face to face, but that will be inspired by us and want to pattern their lives after us. So I look at that in a way of like saying, okay, what can I do, you know, to inspire someone? And that for me is just trying to be the best version of myself.
Man, I'm ready for Sunday.
All right.
I'm ready for Sunday.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm not even going to church. Yeah. I am ready for Sunday. I got a treat for the listeners. I'll be my 13th caller. I got tickets for you to attend Funk Fest. I got two tickets right now. We're going to do it right now.
Let's do it.
All right. Corporate didn't even tell me to do it. We're just going to do it.
We're going to do it.
We're just doing it. Thank you, guys. How can people get at you? Social media.
We'll go around a circle. For me, it's real simple. Mr. Ricky Bell on everything. At Mr. Ricky Bell. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm always on Instagram. So at Big Ron DeVoe. At Big Ron DeVoe.
Yes, I'm with Ron. I'm with Rick. At 617 Mike Bibb.
I'm with all of them. you can reach me on all of it. King Bobby Brown.
Yes. King Bobby Brown. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, yes. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to Sunday. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio, News and Talk. 1380.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Lessons.
Let's get a flick, man. Let's get a flick.